You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Don Day from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming now joins us. Don, thanks so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
So first things first, I drove through Cheyenne last Tuesday and then on Monday yesterday and out into the west. What beautiful country you have there. It's just magnificent. And boy, do you have a lot of real estate. It's wide open country out there.
Yeah, we got a lot of room, so invite people to visit.
Well, you know what? I think that's part of my point today is that I grew up with driving vacations and many people fly to their destinations. And as a motorcyclist at one point in my life, we always said it's about the ride, not the destination. And sometimes that's truly the case. And if you're going to go out west and you're going to head out to some of the great national parks, the Tetons, Yellowstone, both in the area I went to, it's worth driving because outside of the parks, it's gorgeous. And it changes just dramatically from one place to the other. So hopefully folks will come visit you and say hi to you there in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and then on out to the west. But we ought to talk first about the weather forecast. As I was there, it was hot, but cooler conditions came in. And even today here where we are in Champaign-Urbana, it's a bit cooler for the day. What can you tell me about this weather forecast and how it's changing?
Well, it is changing, and the outlook here for the rest of July into early August should prove to be interesting for all of North America, as we're going to see the heat of summer that's been over the central and south central and southwest United States shift a little bit more westward. Some of the hottest temperatures of the summer season for some may be done. As we see that high pressure migrate more west, cooler air will be coming in from the northwest, and while we don't see anything off the charts cool, we see temperatures trending a lot closer to average here for the next couple of weeks in the Midwest and Corn Belt. Some cool days will be thrown on in, and we're going to continue with off and on and productive chances of rain over the next week, the next 2 weeks, really. So it's a situation that's cooler, but also at the same time, continued damp at times.
Is this part of the oscillation of the high we have talked about over the years where it moves from east to west or from Midwest back to the southwest, I suppose, but continues to bring rain showers with it?
Exactly. It's not moving so far away that we get cut off from what we call that ring of fire. What tends to happen is there will be a little bit of a south and westward push of that ring of fire, so to speak, but the shift in the jet stream allowing cool fronts out of Canada will act as a triggering mechanism to get scattered showers and thunderstorms going. So a lot of the central United States, the eastern and the southeastern United States have plenty of opportunities for rain. One area of the country that's going to continue to be hot and dry will be Texas and places around Texas, Oklahoma, portions of the Western Delta look to continue to be hot. But the rest of the nation east of the Rockies is definitely not going to be as hot now for the rest of the summer.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.